WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. Young adults continue to take a laissez-faire attitude toward COVID-19. Over the weekend, police had to break up a party in Howell with over 300 attendees, and long lines with no social distancing or face coverings was a repeated scene at bars in places like Point Pleasant, Belmar, and Seabright. Governor Murphy says this virus is not a game.
By the time these patrons would have even gotten in, this virus could have already easily spread just through the line.
Murphy is threatening to shut bars down in the interest of protecting public health. Meanwhile, New Jersey has 285 new positive COVID-19 cases to report today and 4 deaths related to the coronavirus. Positivity of tests from last Thursday was 1.62. Rate of transmission has sharply decreased since last week, now back down below 1-to-1 at 0.98. Howell police say they broke up a large pop-up party in Monmouth County Sunday afternoon. Police from 7 different law enforcement agencies helped bring the party of 300 on Wilson Circle in the Ramtown section of Howell under control. According to police, most of those at the party were from out of town. More potential bad news for college football fans. Rutgers' upcoming fall season seems to be in doubt, as anonymous sources tell the Detroit Free Press the Big Ten Conference is expected to announce tomorrow the cancellation or postponement of the season after a 12-2 vote from its presidents. Since the pandemic began in March, a lot of New Jerseyans have had a telemedicine visit with their doctor. Leslie Cantor, the head of Rutgers Department of Urban Global Public Health, says obviously telemedicine can't be used for all situations like drawing blood, but that's usually done at a lab anyway, not your doctor's office.
So being able to do a telemedicine follow-up with those lab results with our doctor saves us a whole entire other trip.
She adds young people like telemedicine since they're used to living their entire lives online. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Just how much rain is heading to the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 1.5 news time, 11:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Plenty of heat this week, and it looks like we will have a few storms potentially at times as well. As we go through the nighttime hours, we can't rule out maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. Lows in the upper 60s north, mid-70s south. Partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two looks possible as we head through Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s. And a look ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny, muggy, a few scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s north, low to mid-90s south. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
Weartown 75, Hoboken 83, West Windsor 78. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.